And I know you're loving this month, Lou, because it's the Aubrey Sustainability Festival with tons of stuff going on through the month.
So much stuff to do with a sustainable future, and not just a sustainable future for us and our kids and grandkids, but a sustainable future for our native animals. And we have some magnificent native species right here on the border. To find out about where we can go to see squirrel gliders, hopefully, Dr. Damien Michael from ANU joins us. Morning, Damien.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, really good. Now, squirrel gliders, I have dreamt that we have them on the border, but we do?
We do indeed. In fact, we have a good little population of squirrel gliders.
So, where do they hang out?
I've never seen one.
Look, they're really elusive. They're quite cryptic, and very few people actually do get to see them. They're reliant on these big old large hollow-bearing trees along roadsides. So a lot of these trees are actually being cleared and knocked down.
Okay.
But you will find them in your urban areas as well.
Right. So now I live just out of town, Castle Creek, just out of Wodonga, and we have all sorts of native species around. But two things I never see are ringtail possums and squirrel gliders, but I do believe we have them around. We've got a lot of old growth box trees at our place, and a lot of them have got big like knots and holes in them. So I'm hoping they're living in there.
Yeah, look, it's a good chance. So these sort of animals, they don't make a lot of noise. Like some of the other animals, brush-tailed possums, they're quite vocal.
Oh, yeah, we've got them.
Sugar gliders, like they yap like little puppies, so you'll hear them.
Okay.
Squirrel gliders and ring-tailed possums really don't make a lot of noise, so they just get about quite quietly. And the best way to see them, what we're going to do this Friday, is called stag watching. So basically, it's a community event, and we're going to get community members to sit next to these big hollow-bearing trees just on dusk, and we're going to watch these animals emerge in their natural habitat, and then they'll glide out to their foraging trees.
Oh, that's cool.
Exciting. I just got goosebumps thinking about doing that. So if there are other people like me out there who would desperately love to see a squirrel glider in their natural habitat, it's on this Friday, as you mentioned. Starts at 7:30 p.m. Whereabouts is it?
Look, it's Bell's Travelling Stock Reserve, which is just on Old Sydney Road, Figuna.
Yep.
It's a beautiful patch of old growth remnant grassy box woodland with some magic old trees. I mean, these trees are in excess of 300-400 years of age.
Yeah.
And some up to have like 25 different hollows. So they're high rise buildings, really. You never know what's going to come out of these trees.
Oh, that's very
amazing.
Cool. All right. Now you can find out more info at aubreywodonga.gov.au/SLF. That's got the full program.
And you need to book. You need to book for this on Friday night.
Yeah, essential.
And that's online. That's it. aubreywodonga.gov.au/SLF.
Dr. Damien Michael, thank you so much for chatting with us, and I'm excited. I'm going to come and see these little squirrel gliders.
Yeah, my pleasure. I hope to see you out there.